Available for 4 weeks.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is the Masters of Wisdom. I'll begin by reading out an article by Benjamin Krem's master titled, actually, The Masters Emerge. The vanguard of the masters in their various cities and focal points are preparing themselves for immediate emergence into the open arena of the world. The time has arrived for their acknowledged participation in the affairs of men. They know, too, that their task is not an easy one. Each master is a man but has long outgrown the human state of consciousness with its limitations and illusions. They understand well the suffering which these limitations and illusions confer on men and seek in every way to alleviate their lot. They, too, in their long sojourn on the path as simple men, knew well and keenly felt that self-same anguish. But now they must work with men as equals, tackling together the myriad problems which beset men's lives. This they must do in such a fashion that the free will of men is not infringed, aiding and blessing with their energy and insight each tentative plan put forth by humanity itself. They await with ardour the challenge of this enterprise, firm in the conviction of its eventual success. When men see their elder brothers, they will see too their birthright, witness their divine heritage. Each man is a master in the making. Naught do we have or know but which one day all will achieve. We are yourselves, gone before. This being so, we can act as a light to guide your way and to prevent many false steps or wrong turnings. The time is now upon us all when men and masters will meet and begin their mutual task, the transformation and rehabilitation of the world. Whether men know it or not, we, your elder brothers, have for long been at your service. Little there is in the multicoloured fabric of man's experience which has not felt the caring hand of our brotherhood. Little is there in the long history of man's discoveries and achievements which owes nothing to our inspiration and guidance. Thus have we sought to teach and to protect until such time as man can travel the path alone. From now, in your midst, shall we openly work to create with you the new civilization, conferring on you the benefits of our long experience. Much time and heartache can be saved, therefore, by this our mutual endeavor. First, you will see our master, Maitreya, the great lord. Then shall we reveal ourselves, one by one, until all the vanguard are known by name. Gradually, as circumstances permit, yet more of our brothers will aid their weight to the work of succour, the salvaging of a planet, the restoration of the plan. That article was published in December 1996. The next piece I'll read out is from Benjamin Cramer's first book titled The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. The existence of the masters and initiates of the world was first revealed in modern times by H.P. Blavatsky, co-founder of the Theosophical Society, as long ago as 1875. A more detailed communication about the masters and their work was given by Alice A. Bailey between 1919 and 1949. In her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, she revealed the existence of a planned return to physical plane work and activity by this group of enlightened men, which return, I submit, has already begun. It is evident that man has made a great advance from his primitive beginnings. Each civilization and culture has seen humanity step forward a little further in the expression of its potential. Many believe that this evolutionary process has been guided for millennia according to a plan by these more highly evolved men, known to esotericists as the spiritual hierarchy of masters. The history of mankind can be seen as the response to the ideas released sequentially into the world by them to bring about the advances in knowledge and wisdom of which the creative arts, sciences, politics, and religion are the expression. In every age, teachers have come forth from this spiritual center to enable mankind to take its next evolutionary step. We know them, among others, as Hercules, Hermes, Rama, Mithra, Vyasa, Shankaracharya, Krishna, Buddha and the Christ. All perfect men in their time, all sons of men who became sons of God for having revealed their innate divinity. They are the custodians of a plan for the evolution of humanity and the kingdoms of nature. This plan works out through the agency of the esoteric hierarchy of masters, who substand all world events and constitute the invisible, because unknown, government of the planet. The masters of the wisdom are those members of the human family who have made the evolutionary journey ahead of us, who, having perfected themselves by the same steps by which we advance, have accepted the responsibility of guiding the rest of us to that same achievement. They, or their predecessors, have been behind the whole evolutionary process, guiding and helping man through a gradual expansion of consciousness to reveal sequentially his innate divinity and to become, like them, divine, perfected or illumined beings. The esoteric process known as initiation is the scientific path to this perfectionment, whereby man becomes united and at one with his source. This path of perfectionment is marked off by five major steps or points of crisis and tension. Each initiation results in a tremendous expansion of awareness or consciousness, which brings an ever deepening and more inclusive vision and knowledge of the true nature of reality. No master of the fifth initiation needs any further incarnational experience on earth. His decision to remain on earth is conditioned by his desire to serve the plan and not by personal karma. There is reason to believe that many, if not all, of the great figures in human history were conscious initiates of some degree. For example, Pythagoras, Socrates and Plato, Shakespeare, Dante and Bacon, Leonardo da Vinci, Paracelsus and Mozart, Asoka, Benjamin Franklin and Abraham Lincoln, all demonstrate in their lives or writings a knowledge of other and higher levels of consciousness, an awareness of the world of meaning and sense of inner synthesis. At this point when the Aquarian Age is dawning, The masters of hierarchy are now ready to return for the first time in countless thousands of years to the everyday world to inaugurate a new age of synthesis and brotherhood. Under their great leader, the master of all the masters, the world teacher, the one known in the West as the Christ, the esoteric hierarchy will walk openly among us and lead us into the Aquarian experience. They stand now waiting for us to take, of our own free will, the needed first steps in the direction of unity, cooperation, and fusion. Then they will emerge with the Christ at their head, and their presence in the world will be an established fact. And speaking about the reemergence of the hierarchy, one is speaking about an event which is scheduled to take place over some 30 years. It is not a sudden event, nor does it take place without due preparation being made. In fact, the preparations for this event started in the year 1425, from which time all other activities of the hierarchy have been seen as being in relation to this unprecedented and momentous happening. It means that the planetary hierarchy of masters who have worked on the high mental planes for all these thousands of years have reached a point in their own evolutionary development which necessitates a reenaction, this time in group formation, of physical plane life experience. This is the fundamental reason behind the planned and imminent re-emergence. The benefits which this re-emergence will confer on humanity are not incidental, but of secondary importance. The hierarchy of masters must once again, only now as a group, show symbolically their ability to function on all planes simultaneously. This will be, for them, the rounding out of their Earth experience, preparatory to their embarking on one or other of the seven ways of the higher evolution. So those excerpts were from the book The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. I'm now going to read a short excerpt from the book Transmission, a Meditation for the New Age. And it begins as follows. Out of the human kingdom, whether humanity knows it or not, has grown and is growing the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of souls, or in Christian terminology, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the spiritual kingdom, is not some blessed state which has to come down from heaven when humanity is good enough, developed enough to receive it. It is something which, unknown to most of us, has always existed behind the scenes of our life. It is made up of the masters and initiates of the wisdom, of that group of men and women who have gone ahead of us, evolved before us, and, in the case of the masters, have come to the end of the evolutionary experience on this planet. The masters serve the plan of evolution of the human and subhuman kingdoms. They are the custodians of all the energies entering the planet. Powerful cosmic energies impinge on this planet from everywhere in space. We know nothing about them and can do nothing with them, since we do not have that science. But the masters work with these energies, scientifically balancing them and sending them into the world to help humanity evolve. The masters are the key figures in this process, working from behind the scenes through men and women, the initiates, the disciples and aspirants in the world. Humanity evolves through the correct absorption of these spiritual energies from the kingdom of souls. All change, on both an individual and a worldwide scale, is the result of our response to great spiritual forces. We do not see these energies for the most part, but nevertheless, they are there. They work through us, and as we respond by changing and creating new structures, making personal, communal, international decisions, we are responding to these energies. Okay, now moving on to another book by Benjamin Creme. This one is titled My Transmission, Volume 1, and it's a form of a question and answer. The question being, do the 12 masters already in the world have 12 different functions? This was asked in 1985, by the way, and the latest information we had is there's now 14 masters plus Maitreya in the world. the answer from Mr. Krem. Certainly the masters have different functions depending on their ray and particular line of work. Some will teach, while others will be concerned more with world problems of a political and economic nature. Still others will inspire the new architecture, painting and music, while the attention of some will be directed to science and the inspiration of the new holistic science, integrating science and religion. The masters are, all of them, engaged in many different areas and tend to specialise along their ray line, while working together, of course, in the fulfilment of the plan. So now for a second article by Maitreya's master. This is titled The Master's Role, and it was given in 2013. For many years, we, the masters, have been preparing ourselves for the time of emergence, the time now near when we will, in group formation, live openly in the everyday world. For some, it will be an experience altogether new. Many, as masters, have spent all their time within the hierarchy and must now learn to work in entirely new ways. Even the use of speech has to be learned and practiced, because telepathy has long been the mode used by us. At first, and for some considerable time, our contact will have to be restricted to senior disciples in the various fields of work and to trained personnel involved in the practical fields of administration, especially in food distribution. Many masters are specialists in administration, while others engage more readily in teaching. The aim is to work as closely as possible in every field, and as soon as possible with the general public. It is important to emphasize that the master's aim is to stimulate and guide humanity as needed, but to safeguard the essential free will of men. Gradually, the location of the various mystery schools, preparatory and advanced, will become known, and many thousands of striving disciples will gravitate to them. There, they will receive the training for the first two initiations and enter the sanctuary of hierarchy. In the beginning, we must expect some opposition to the master's presence and ideas. But eventually, even the most die-hard fundamentalist of any religion or creed will find it difficult to fault the harmlessness of man's elder brothers. In due course, the cities of the world will be beautified and transformed. The new science of light will transform industry and travel, and the movement of people will bring unity to the world. People of all nations will work and team together in service to all. The advice of the masters will be available, guiding men wisely with a gentle hand. The presence of even a few masters among them will have an electrifying effect on thousands of people anxious to serve the needs of the world, and the idea of service will become a new life aim for many. In this way, it can be seen that an enormous transformation can be accomplished in a relatively very short period of time. A mass program of aid to the poor will achieve miracles in countries in Africa and South America, for example. An altogether new sense of the need for haste to rectify the wrongs of the past will ensure an intensity of help unknown today. Inspired by Maitreya and his group, hundreds of thousands of men and women will find their vocation in this way. We, the masters, aim only to teach and guide, to show the way for men and protect them from harm. War in all its forms must become a thing of the past, but the decision to make it so must be man's alone. I repeat, our task is to show the way, to outline the plans, but men alone must embrace each step of the way. Have no fear, all will be achieved. The life ahead for men could not be more bright. Hope you enjoyed those excerpts from books by Benjamin Krem. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. Thank you for listening, and wishing you all a lovely week.